Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am back in the studio, and I feel refreshed after my little adventure down in the Florida Keys with Captain Slate and friends. Oh, my gosh, we had such a great time. What a beautiful resort, that Guy Harvey Islander Resort in Isla Mirada. And that's all I needed. I needed to get back in the water, get back in the groove, and I feel brand new. It's awesome. And but we got a lot of stuff to check in with, or people to follow up with here as we continue today's radio two-hour radio spectacular. And you know, I went down to the Keys with the idea of catching up with a lot of friends, like Captain Slate, and brought a few with me. But Pete from Scuba Board is down there, and when he heard I was going south, he immediately headed north. So I got him on the phone right now. Pete, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
So what's going on?
Why
you split town as soon as you heard I was coming? Is that what happened or what?
Well, see, you like diving in the stingy water, and I like diving in the sweet water.
In the sweet water? Yeah.
Yeah, in the sweet water. Nice and pure cave. I'm diving into aquifer when I'm diving in caves. And I'm up here at the NSS CDS extravaganza here. We're having a little meeting up here for all cave divers.
Uh-huh.
Up in Marietta, Florida.
Okay, Marietta, Florida, and big cave conference going on this weekend. So you went up there. That's your excuse as opposed to you're just splitting down to avoid me. Or is it that's under, you know, like the next level down probably too? It was just convenient. Sure.
Oh, I love you, my friend, but
yeah, no,
the caves are calling.
Understood. And probably about the same water temp as the ocean right now. I froze my arse off. You hear what I'm saying? It was cold. But hey.
How cold was it, Johnny?
Say that again?
How cold was it?
I was looking down and I saw 75. And I was like, 3 mil, not enough. I need to get a heated rash guard, stick it under there. Because I didn't have enough urine in my wetsuit to keep me warm for at least 2 full dives. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what they call that, don't you? That's what? A urine climb.
Of course they do. Yeah. Well, I had to wuss out on the second one. I didn't go very long on the second dive. But it's okay. I still got wet. But are you diving up there in North Florida today or this weekend? Or are you just going to this conference? What are you doing exactly?
Oh, definitely diving. Get my rebreather wet. Get her in the cage.
Nice.
She loves the cage.
I'm sure she does.
The caves are cool.
Yeah. Well, and matter of fact, we were with Dr. Doug Ebersol. He didn't dive his rebreather, but we talked quite a bit about his little system that he typically dives. But he was diving open circuit with me. I don't know. Is he up there? Is he heading that way, too? He might have, because he split out early from our group. Did he head up north? Or what?
Well, I think he'll get to work this week. He's a doctor, after all. But
right.
I'm hoping to see him at the conference. I don't know that I will. I do know that we added him on as a medical moderator, him and Dr. Simon Mitchell, on Scuba Board just this week.
Huh. Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds like all the tech diving communities congregated on the area or zoomed in on the area. Well, Roz from the UK, is she in town? Is she in the country for this? This sounds like it's...
I don't think so. I haven't heard from her, though. But
all right.
Usually she's coming.
Well,
she lets us know so we can always meet for a drink or something.
Well, I will reach out to her, find out what she's been up to, because she was at my first confined water dive after open heart surgery there. Dima, you were there, too, and we had a good old time.
I was there.
Yeah, and, you know.
take a dip.
Yeah, and you guys were there in spirit with me. I have no doubt. I felt a lot of love down there in the Keys this past week. But so you're going to dive. You're going to learn about what exactly at this cave conference this weekend, you figure, Pete?
Well, I think I'm going to connect with more people. You know, we've gone through quite a bit this year already. We've had a famous person die. We've had a couple accidents last year. And we're kind of regrouping together to make sure that these things don't happen again and again.
Right.
I mean, that's the whole point about these conferences, is that they're there to prevent accidents from happening.
Sure. How many people you figure are going to show up at this thing this weekend? You have any idea?
I really don't. I'm not the organizer. I would hope more than just me.
Yeah.
But I doubt that we'll have more than 200 or 300.
Mm-hmm. And where do you expect to dive? Which cave system you planning to dive while you're in town?
You know, there's so many down here. Vortex, Blue. There's just so many to count.
To explore.
Madison Blue is probably the one I'll be in. And they're doing a big demo day tomorrow on Sunday. So that should be really fun. If you're in the area, stop by Madison Blue and check out some of this side mouth stuff and maybe even a rebreather or two.
Huh. So they're going to have some rebreathers to demo and like you said, side mount tech diving type setups and things like that? That's what you've heard?
I know they're going to have side mount. I'm guessing they're also going to have a rebreather or two there.
Okay. And where is this exactly? Give me an exact location so people, if they're listening, want to come join the party.
The main section is at the lodge in Marianna, Florida.
Okay.
Of course, we're centered around Ed Sorensen's Cave Adventure Shop as well. And I believe the tryouts, the fun dives are going to be in Madison Blue.
Okay. Are you driving your big dive bus up there? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So just look for Pete's scuba board dive. I don't know. What do you call that thing? Wait, do you got a name for it?
Her name is Vanessa.
Vanessa. Of course it is. I figured it did. He did. And, yeah, you know, when we were coming back up out of the Keys, we got me and Curly Johnson got our picture taken with a giant lobster there on US 1. So,
that's a fun lobster, isn't it?
And we sent the picture, we put it out on Facebook, and I sent the picture to Jerry the Diver Guy. He said, that's Betsy. They call her Betsy. Is that true? It's right down the road from you. Yeah?
It is. She's just down the road. I have no idea what she's called, but I wouldn't put it past him to pull your leg a bit.
No, he said no, that it's really named Betsy. Matter of fact, last time I was down in the Keys, I saw Betsy, and she was on the Atlantic side. Now Betsy is squarely situated on the bay side. Of US 1, so there obviously has been a lobster walk in Florida Keys since last time I was down there. And I was telling CJ, I was like, I wonder if, you know, someone's pulling our leg and running her back and forth across. That's what they ought to do as a stunt. You know, every night or once a week, someone get in the middle of the night and just walk Betsy across the street and freak people out.
Well,
that would be so cool.
That's simple. She's a bit heavy.
Yeah, she might be. She's a tad on the large side. She might be a record breaker. I'm not sure. But, yeah.
My last dive in the Cannon Beach area, which is part of the Pinnacamp National Park.
Yeah.
43 lobsters.
40 what lobsters? Say that again.
42. 43 lobsters. 43. I wasn't allowed to touch a single one of them, but there were 43 lobsters all waving the flag saying we're in the no-take zone.
Of course. You were in the park, and they said, nah. And they taunted you. Yeah. You know, on my dive, I was so enthralled just being underwater, I didn't even really look for lobster. I didn't see any myself, but the crew saw a few. And lobster season's open until the end of March, so we could have got some. Yeah, but because we weren't in the park where we were diving at that particular time. But I just wanted to get wet, so I let the lobsters live for another day and just focused on the whole thing and then got my picture with Betsy on the way out. So,
FWSC has worked so hard trying to restore our lobster fisheries.
Yeah.
And when I saw 43 lobsters on one single dive, I think that we're possibly on the road to having a recovered fishery.
Well, that's a pretty good sign for sure. Or it just means they're evil little crustaceans, and they know the boundaries, and they love taunting us. That's kind of how I look at them sometimes, because, you know, yeah, if I was a lobster, I'd do the same thing. I mean, come on. If you knew you couldn't eat me, I'd be right in your face, crawling up your arm, like, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, I'm a little twisted that way. Well, all right. Well, enjoy your cave diving adventure this weekend, Pete. And next time we'll coordinate it so we can actually dive when I come back down to the Keys. Does that sound like a plan? That'll work for you. All right. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, I don't have to tell you folks about scuba diving. So that'll save some time.
I love all the fishies, all the sharkies too. When I see one come towards me, I swim like you. I love all the friends down there, hey, don't you know? There's a friend of mine, the very popular Jacques Cousteau.
Dive with me. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hopefully you were in the ocean this past week when I was doing my first open water dive since open heart surgery. I felt your presence. I felt your support, your spirit, the whole thing. It felt damn good. That's all I can really say to you. But she wasn't there in the Keys with me, but I did feel her presence because she was there in the pool, just like Pete from Scuba Board back in Vegas at the DEMA show. And I did my pool dive there about 4 months after that open heart surgery thing. Roz from the UK, we've connected with her via Skype, and she's on Scuba Radio right now. Roz, how are you?
Hello, Greg. I'm very well. It was lovely to see the photos that Doug took of you diving. It's really cool to see you back in the water again.
Yes, Dr. Doug, yeah, he has a thing with a camera, as well as, you know, scalpel and all that other stuff he does when he's cutting people open to fix their hearts. But he's quite the underwater photographer. He got some nice shots of our little adventure and more to come. But some of them have already circulated out there on the Scuba Radio Facebook page. So, yeah, did it capture the joy? Did you see it on my face? Did you see I was a happy camper or what, Roz? What do you think?
Oh, I could see it. I could see it in your body language and everything, that you were just happy to be back in the water. And
it was
just lovely to see.
I am now complete once again. You know what I'm saying? All is right with the world now that I have finally been diving. And I'm back in the saddle. Yes.
It's amazing how much better you can feel being underwater and how much you miss it.
Yes. So true. So true. I've been waiting a long time. 7 months. I could count the days and minutes, but I didn't go that crazy. But, I definitely was anxious to get in the water, you know. And it was nice that you helped me out there in Vegas when we did it. In all of 4 feet of pool water, but that was still fun. But this was a whole nother level. Being back in the ocean, it felt good. So we gotta set up a plan here, Roz, so we can go diving and do some serious diving and just get wet for an extended period of time. Maybe I don't know, like a liveaboard trip or something. You'll have to come out with us and do something fun. How's that sound? You think?
That would be absolutely wonderful, Greg.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, we're like, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from BTS, Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. You are going to be up there, and so we'll catch up. We may not be able to do any diving, but we'll be up there talking shop, so to speak. And you're actually one of the speakers at the Beneath the Sea show this year. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. They've asked me to speak about diving in Scarpa Flow, which I'm really excited about.
Scarpa Flow. Scarpa Flow is where and what is it exactly?
Okay, so it's a natural harbour on Orkney, and it's an island off Scotland, the top of Scotland.
Okay.
And the name actually means Bay of Isthmus, which is probably like a scabbard sheath. And it's not surprising because it got invaded by the Vikings. The Vikings kind of ended up there in the 11th century invading it.
Okay. So I have no idea what you just said there for the last sentence or two, but I'll let people, you know, Google it and they can figure out what the heck it is. But it's a bay. I get that much.
It's a big natural harbour.
Okay.
And in about the 1940s, we had the our fleet moored up there, and it was a big and it was based there, and part of the fleet sailed from there to go and attack the Germans in Jutland, the big battle in Jutland, which was 100 years ago last year. And the German fleet was actually interred in there, and it was scuttled on the 21st of June 1919. So we're coming up to the 100th anniversary of its scuttling.
All right.
But because it's a big natural harbour, it offers fantastic diving because it's really sheltered.
Hmm.
And it's such a beautiful country. And you've got wrecks, you've got seals. The seals will come and play.
Sweet.
You've got some real amazing topography. It's some of the very best diving that we've got. And there's so much history up there as well.
Boy, are you going to be showing like a bunch of pictures or video or a little bit of both, or just telling everybody about what you can experience if you go to that part of the world to dive?
Well, I'm lucky, but I'm working with a guy called Kieran Hatton, who takes the most beautiful photos. And he's kindly said that he'll provide me with some images, because his underwater photography knocks spots off mine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm able to show people how fabulous Scarpa Flow is with Kieran's images.
Well, just so we're clear, I heard a new term there. Did you say he knocks spots off of your photos? Is that what you said, knocks spots?
Yes.
Okay, and I guess that's a compliment.
he's just a really good photographer.
Okay, we could go with that too. So, but I think that's a compliment. So, Knox Box, I'll have to remember that. All right. So, you're going to make this presentation, or you're going to be one of the seminar speakers there at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. That's the weekend of the 25th, March, end of March there. We'll be up there doing our 20-year anniversary show. We're going to be recording Scuba Radio that weekend to air the following weekend, April 1st, which will be our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. So you have to be a part of that event as well. Are you game, Roz?
I'm game. Of course I'm game.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have a big old party. It's going to be fun. And we have a, you know, I can't say what we have up our sleeve, but while I was down in the Keys, something happened that was just magical. And I couldn't have planned it. But I'll tell you, all I can say is this is going to be huge, okay? And we're going to announce this maybe next week, if not the week right before Beneath the Sea. And you're going to want to help us, you know, share this with the world. This is a big thing, Roz. So get ready. Prepare yourself, okay? I'm just telling you now. Teasing you a tad, maybe, too. But you're okay with that. You like that kind of thing. Yeah, right?
Thank you, Greg.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just leave it. Leave that one alone. All right, so you got that going on. By the way, when is it? Do you already have your time set? Are you doing it a couple times throughout the weekend?
I believe it's about 2:30 on Saturday afternoon.
Okay, 2:30, 2:30 Saturday afternoon, right before.
I believe it's around that time, 2:30, 3:00. It's about that time.
All right. Well, you can get up if you're out at Beneath the Sea, just look for Roz from the UK, or actually Rosemary Lunn, and you can find out there in the program and make sure you're in that seminar. All right, Roz has some other news for us about diving in Egypt, which is a big thing, especially for them, even for us, if we want to go to the Red Sea. We'll talk about that next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have Roz from the UK on Skype right now, and we are chatting this time about going to Egypt. Now, for you guys in the UK, the Red Sea is like right around the corner. Very easy access for you. Am I right there, Roz?
Yes, it's about a 4-hour flight, so the equivalent of a Caribbean and the Bahamas to you.
Right, it's like going down to the Keys like I did last week. So, you know, for them, that's a pretty big deal, but you do have to go into another country. And so when you go to Egypt, whether it's someone from the UK or for the US for that matter, you got to get a visa, I guess. Is that the deal?
Yes, that's right. And at the moment, it costs
$25. Okay.
$25. It used to be 15, mm-hmm. and then in May 2014, they put it up to 25, and we went, okay, fine, fair enough.
All right.
We understand. However, they've now announced that they're probably going to put the visas up to 60 euros, which is 140% increase.
Jeez.
And the tourism industry kicked up and said, you've got to be kidding, and they pushed it back to July. But we're all trying to fight it at the moment, because the thing is that Egypt's still a bit tough to visit. We still can't get direct flights to Sharm el-Sheikh at the moment from the UK, which is a shame because it's got superb diving. It's got some of the very best diving in the world.
Yeah, it's on my list for sure. $25 to 60, that is a little
It's 140% steep. Increase. Wow. And you think about a family of four going, that's $240 before you even get to your hotel.
Well, that blows. Don't they like us? Come on. We're good people. We're divers.
What's happened is that an official's looked at what Egyptians pay to come into America and into England and into Europe, and they're charged more than $25. And so they've tried to bring in parity, which I understand. But at the same time, I think it's going to really impact badly on the tourism again.
We don't like paying more than we have to. We'll have to see how this unfolds, but we'll track it accordingly. And Roz, thank you as always. I look forward to seeing you in New Jersey here in a few weeks. So take care until then, okay?
Yeah, thank you, Greg. We'll have some coffee, will we?
We will have some coffee, absolutely. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? 'Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yes, that was Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. And lo and behold, via Skype, we have him connected live from Grenada right now. Peter, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg, we are wonderful. We are wonderful. You know, we just have returned from windy Chicago, and it's so wonderful to be back in Grenada.
Yes, a little chilly there in Chicago, so I'm sure that makes home
chilly,
just
yeah,
that much.
That about describes
sweeter.
It.
Yeah, so we'll continue to think warm thoughts. Now, you know, I was just talking to Roz from the UK about meeting up with her at Beneath the Sea. Aquanauts Grenada is going to be represented there, and we're going to talk to Robin, I believe, your cohort here in just a bit. But I got to give you props, Peter, because you were nice enough to contribute a very cool trip to the folks at Beneath the Sea for their silent auction. And for those that don't know, you know, all the shows do something like this, but at Beneath the Sea, they got a really cool program that funds marine-based scholarships and things like that every year and raise just tons of money. The industry comes together, donates cool prizes, people bid on it. And I'll tell you what, the divers in the Northeast there go to Beneath the Sea and they bid on these trips and they make out like bandits because some of the, I mean, they have so much stuff to bid on. They really can get a great deal, and obviously it goes to a good cause to fund these scholarships and things, and Aquanauts Grenada has been nice enough to give us a trip to contribute to that silent auction for this year's edition of Beneath the Sea. So it's like a four-night dive package, 3 days of diving for two people. Is that right, Peter? Something like that?
Yes, for two people, and it's very easy. We have direct flight from JFK almost every day, so you can hop on the airplane. 5 hours later, you're in Grenada, and you enjoy some fantastic diving with Aquanauts.
Absolutely, and you hang out with Peter and Galinda and just have a good time just hanging out with them. Maybe having a rocket fuel or two. I'll let them tell you what that's all about. Because they may want to spring that on you when you're not diving, like they did to me a few times, and God bless them for it. But yeah, it's a really cool trip for sure, and something you're going to want to look out for at the silent auction at Beneath the Sea. BeneathTheSea.org, by the way. You can go there to the website, get all the details about the show coming up here at the end of March, and plan accordingly and score some cool stuff like a trip to Grenada. All right, so we got that covered, Peter, but we got to talk about what's been going on with you. Have you been diving lately or what? What's going on in Grenada?
Oh, yes, we've been diving lots. I mean, we've done 360 degrees videos that you can find on our Facebook page for the different wrecks and reefs. And we've been doing a lot of rebreather diving lately. The weather was great, fantastic conditions. We've been playing with the sharks around our wrecks, and it's just been awesome.
Excellent. Now, you have one of your rebreather instructors there with you. His name is Robin. Is that right?
Yeah, Robin. Robin is like with us now since a while, and he's been diving with us basically since he was a little kid. We certified him many years ago, and now he's one of our instructors.
Oh, excellent.
And he's doing a fantastic job and everything, and he also became a rebreather diver, and yeah, we're having a good time here. You know, he's actually the one, when you go to our Facebook page or web page, a lot of the videos actually is the stuff that he's doing for us.
Okay, so he's like your social media guru, it sounds like. Is that right? As well as
he is a social media expert here, yeah. And he will be representing us at Beneath the Sea, and he wants to meet the people there, and I hope you will help him to introduce him to the right people.
Well, we will... Robin, we'll do our best to corrupt you accordingly. Okay? Does that work? You okay with that?
That's fine.
Okay, he's corruptible. God help him. You've warned him, haven't you, Peter? I mean, I kind of, you know, I'm a little concerned about him maybe in that regard. If I turn him on to our mermaids, because a lot of times I let them handle the Scuba Radio social media. If we put these two parties together, God help us.
Okay, you might lose your mermaids. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, the bar is set pretty high, it sounds like.
He's a very experienced mermaid handler.
Oh, right. You are a mermaid wrangler of Grenada. Is that true, Robin?
That's the reason I got into diving, actually.
That's what enticed you, was the mermaids, as well as many divers, I have a feeling. Okay, so you have plenty of mermaid experience, or wrangling experience, it sounds like. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what? Yep. What? You're in an instructor on the Rebreathers, Robin, for what? The Evolution and Inspiration?
I'm not an instructor quite yet. It's my goal to be an instructor for Reader Diving.
Okay. All right. But you're working on that, it sounds like, or working towards it.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
So okay. All right. So are you down there diving in Grenada quite a bit, or almost every week or something, or what?
Well, it actually started with me coming every Saturday to hunt lionfish with my father. And, it just kind of developed from there that I wanted to work here. And here I am now.
Good for you. Well, I could think of worse places to work. So you got a pretty good view there at Aquanauts Grenada.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to meet a lot of folks. So did I get the impression there you grew up on Grenada? Is that what happened or what?
Yeah, well, actually, I'm half German, half Canadian. I grew up half my life in Germany, and then we moved here when I was 11 years old.
Excellent. Okay. And then Peter and Glenda took you under their wing and started to turn you on to the whole diving thing. And it's kind of turned into your passion, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still snagging a lionfish here and there when you're out and about, I guess?
Yeah, every now and then, whenever I get a chance, I go out, kill some lionfish. You know.
How you eating them? How you fixing them up? Lionfish ceviche or lionfish bites or what?
Yes, ceviche is my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Indeed.
Oh, yeah. He's also an excellent chef.
Oh, is he? Okay. So he's the best of both worlds. Oh, man.
He's a very good instructor. He's a good chef, you know,
And mermaid wrangler.
And a mermaid wrangler, you'll see him in action. On the show, he's a little bit shy still.
Yeah.
But, you know, once he wakes up, be aware.
Well, he might spear a mermaid and then serve her up as ceviche. Oh, no, that doesn't sound right. Let's just leave that alone. But are you diving the wreck, the Bianca Sea, quite a bit on the Rebreather there, Robin? Yeah.
I love Bianca Sea. I mean, it's just a great feeling.
That's the place to go for sure if you're in Grenada or just one of many sites. What's been going on as far as other things? What kind of critters have you guys been seeing? I see that 360 video.
Your critters, I mean, it's like this week just coming back from the dive show, lots of work to do, you know. Yeah. It's like yesterday they had two manta rays. They come back and had a couple of seahorses and an eagle rays, and it's amazing. I mean, we have a wonderful season this winter. See a lot of unusual stuff.
Really?
It's just been great.
The mantas, where did you see mantas at exactly? Which site were the mantas cruising around? Were they at the Bianca Sea or something else, or somewhere else?
No, they were up in the marine park where the underwater sculpture park is, in that area. So they had two really big ones. It's awesome, you know?
Wow. Now,
two weeks ago, they all got to swim and dive with the dolphins, you know? Just great.
Now, when something like that happens in Grenada, Peter, I would assume the entire island goes crazy. Or is it just something that happens so common, like if you happen to be out there and see them, you just get a little private show? Or what do you think?
No, I mean, pretty much, you know, most of the people get to see them and everything. Yeah. It's only, like, winter is not really the season for manta rays. We more commonly see them during the summer, not this time of the year. So that's the funny thing about it.
Yeah. So you just never know, but you got a little bonus the last few weeks of seeing some mantas.
But maybe they came here because they heard about our great specials, you know.
Yeah.
So for April, we're going to have a great special with free room nights and free diving. We're going to promote that at Beneath the Sea as well for last-minute bookings. So there's great opportunities there.
There you go. So you can go to Beneath the Sea, get that, or go to Aquanauts Grenada. Some of those posted up on the website, too, that people around the country can get.
For April is up already,
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. Go to
Aquanauts Grenada. Free nights, free diving, great time.
Awesome. Mantas, dolphins. What did the dolphins do? Did they just cruise out and you just encountered them underwater, or what happened there?
I actually saw them on the surface interval and I just jumped in with them really quickly.
Yeah.
And two of them circled around me a little bit, were playing with me a bit, and took off.
How about that? Oh, man, that is magical.
And the other boat, they were diving the wreck of the Shaker, and they had them while being on the dive.
Oh, you know, that's cool.
They're hovering around the wreck and suddenly the dolphins show up and booze around it. Was really fun.
Oh, that is quite an experience when you see them on scuba, for sure, because they're a little skittish, scared away by the bubbles a lot of times. So there you go. Aquanauts Grenada. That's where you need to go see some of this stuff. Guys, we'll see you at BTS, okay?
Yes, yes. Robin will be there, and we see us later.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with. And he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man. And he's doing the best he can. Scuba diver man. Doing the best he can.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
Yeah, well, that's just what we do here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master.
Take it, Scooby-Doo.
Okay, if you insist. Hey, obviously a lot of stuff happening this weekend as part of the show. I get my first open water dives there in the ocean. I had a great time. Find out, we got some cool stuff happening for Beneath the Sea here in a few weeks. And if that weren't enough to finish out today's two-hour radio spectacular, I have my good friend Dan from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe sun care products. And they got a big day going on today because it's your 29th anniversary of, well, Tropical Seas and Reef Safe. Is that right, Dan?
That's correct, Greg. Yeah, 29 years of eco-friendly products.
Congratulations, my friend. I mean, that's a long, long time to be making sunscreen. But
boy, that it's been a hell of a roller coaster ride, let me tell you.
Oh, I'm sure. And, you know, they keep making new products and cool things. Matter of fact, we were using their new Masty Fog down there in the Keys with Captain Slate, and everybody on the boat just loved it. That's a relatively new product that you guys have launched, I don't know, a few months ago, or has it been out a year now, or no?
It's been out just about a year. We launched it at DEMA.
Yeah.
And, the year before, and now popular demand, people are wanting a Mastifog gel, you know, and a scrub, so yeah. We're launching those items this month.
Bigger and better with, you know, products that biodegrade, is good for the environment, good for the ocean, and good for you. So, you know, it's a bonus all the way around. So, great stuff. Congratulations on so many years. So, you got the new Defog out there. There's a lot of stuff I think we need to get out because you're doing kind of like a little promotion right now in conjunction with your 29th anniversary. Am I right?
Right, Greg. You know, the Reef Safe mask items, the Defog and the scrub and the apparel cleaner are priced basically 50% less than the competitors. Mm. And they work just as good, if not better. So, you know, ours is in a 2-ounce bottle compared to their 1-ounce, and it's about the same price.
Well, there you go.
And to add a bonus to that, from now till May 15th, we're running a special. When you buy 10, you get 2 free.
So if you are a dive shop and want to give Reef Safe a try, if you don't already have it in you know, in your facility for sale, here's a great opportunity to take advantage of their of a special. Or if you just want to stock up, I guess, an individual could take advantage of that through May 15th.
Yeah, we've got some internet specials, too,
okay.
This month.
Well, there you
product.
Go.
So the consumer can take advantage, too, and a savings. So.
That's great stuff. We're going to have some product to give away at Beneath the Sea here in a few weeks. You know, maybe some lip balm. That was a huge hit at the DEMA show. We might have some of that, and who knows what else he might throw in our little prize stash for our 20-year anniversary.
Right. We will.
So, I mean, what are you guys doing today? Are you just kind of out celebrating? I mean, am I distracting you from your party today, or are you guys working hard?
Well, we've got a get-together later on today, and everybody's off Saturday, so...
There you go.
Everybody's okay. In a celebration mood.
Well, as they should be. I mean, that's a milestone. I mean, 29 years. Wow. And
how many years are you coming up on?
Well, it'll be our 20-year anniversary. April 1st is our anniversary. We're going to record our 20-year anniversary show at the Beneath the Sea show in New Jersey. And like I said, the folks at Reef Safe and Dan and the gang have been nice enough to give us some prizes to give away to some of the lucky folks up there as part of that. But the show that we record will air, you know, that weekend of our anniversary. We get some big news as well that I'm not at liberty to share exactly what we got up our sleeve, but we got a big announcement to share with the world. Maybe right before the Beneath the Sea show that will debut on our 20-year anniversary show. So I'm excited. I've kind of planted the seed with Dan. He knows a little bit about it, not everything, but it's big news, and it's, you know, we've been able to last for 20 years because of the support of organizations and cool companies like Reef Safe. And, you know, I appreciate your support over the years, and I'm glad to see you guys doing so well as well, because I know you've been through some ups and downs over the last, especially, couple years, and it's good to see things finally turning around in the right direction for you.
Thanks, Greg. It's I guess we're all getting older. You're catching up with us 20 years.
Well, you'll always be older than me. That's,
that's true.
All we can say, I guess. And but you know, the fact that we outlasted more than what we thought we would. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel about Reef Safe, but I never thought Scuba Radio would last more than a year or two. So,
well, here's to 20 and 29 years more.
Absolutely. We're going to have to combine forces and celebrate together at some point. Maybe at the DEMA show when it's in Orlando in November. Maybe we can do that.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Amen. So that sounds fantastic. Thanks for having us on.
No problem. And congratulations on your 29 years of success. with Reef Safe. And, of course, if you go to tropicalseas.com, you can get all the information you need on Reef Safe and their entire line of cool products, from hair care products, sunscreen products, jewelry, shirts. They got a whole line of cool stuff that divers would find, stuff that they need to pick up on their own. Dan, take care, my friend.
You too, Greg. Thank you.
And that should do us for this week's edition of The Big Show. Next week, we plan to dive into the new boat from Explorer Ventures, the Majestic Explorer, just announced to start sailing in 2018 in the Galapagos. It'll be their second vessel in that part of the world. And if you haven't been to that part of the world, you need to go there. If you have gone there, a new level of luxury is now available, and we're going to, you know, talk to our friends at Explorer Ventures next week about that and much, much more. Till then, however, remember, it is always better down where it's wetter. Safe diving, everyone.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we are lucky down in the fire under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.